Insights with Terry Coutts, a weekly look through the eyes of predictive astrologer Terry Coutts. Here's Terry.
Hi, my friends. Thank you for joining me. I'm Terry, and you're listening to Insights with Terry Coutts. We will be discussing the week of March the 17th through the 24th, 2024. And as I said, I appreciate your time. So thanks for joining us, and we'll walk a journey together. Now, we are still in a transition of a lot of the Aquarian energy that was really concentrated a few weeks ago is now migrating more towards the Pisces energy. Given that, that flux usually is a challenge for some of us as we start to feel a difference in the energy. The vibe is different. It can be irritating, it can be frustrating, it can be so many things. But I think that sometimes it makes us more aware. We start to look around and say, what's going on? Why is this feel like this? What do you feel this way? So it makes us kind of stop for a little bit and ask questions, which is what we're supposed to be doing, really, is stopping, observing, and asking questions of the universe, of ourself. So it makes us open up to maybe a different paradigm. How am I feeling about this? What am I thinking? What are other people, how are they encountering these events? And so if we put our heads together and compared notes, we would be surprised at how many people are feeling the same thing or going through something very similar. And they say misery loves company, and I'm sure that it's absolutely true. Now, on the 21st of this week, which would be, let me take a peek here, it would be the Thursday of this week, and that's March the 21st, we're going to change into, from this energy of Aries, we're going to be changing into we're changing from Pisces to Aries, which is what I meant to say, but it came out all wrong, which is par for the course for changing in energy fields. So Pisces was a floaty, fluid type of energy field that allowed us to kind of flow, right? The instincts, the feelings, all of it kind of floaty. But now we're going to move into the fire of Aries, that impulse, that need to push forward, to get out of my way or I'll burn you up. So when we look at that kind of an energy field, fire and water, we discussed that last week. And if you're interested, you can go back to the podcast of last week. And Charlie O'Brien, so good. He put it up on the website. He's archived a couple of the podcasts to just let us go over and review if we need to or catch up. I talked about the fire and water syndrome, so to speak, where the water of Pisces can drown the fire of Aries, or the fire of Aries can burn up and burn off all the water in Pisces, or we can find balance and have steam, contained control, contained power. That's what we're supposed to be ultimately looking for. How do I contain this power? How do I use it for my own good and the good of all the people around us? Mercury, the planet of the mind, how we think, how we process, that's in Aries too. That can lend itself to great impulsiveness. So be careful. Some things being an impulsive action, it can be okay. It, you know, moves us forward where maybe if we thought about it too much, we wouldn't. what comes to mind are bungee jumpers. I'm sure if they stood over the cliff for a huge length of time looking down with the wind blowing and the unstable feeling of free fall, even though there's a bungee cord that could break, things happen. We might not do it, or getting out of the belly of an aircraft before we parachute down for the first time. Too much thinking can stop us. But the impulse of Aries can throw us out of the plane. And then as we're going down, and realizing that we grabbed our knapsack and not our parachute would make us think, what were we thinking? Were we a little bit too impulsive? Do we need to rethink this matter a little bit? Excuse me. So just don't jump out of the belly of an aircraft without thinking about it and making sure that you have the right sack on the back. And Venus, I heard that's a true story. I don't know if that's true or not. I saw it in one of the newscasts, and I don't know what's fake anymore. I don't know what's real. They said it was real, but could you imagine the feeling of that poor person once they realize they've got the wrong sack? I don't even know if that's possible, but it gave me the heebie-jeebies. Venus, the planet of love and beauty, the planet that allows for us to have an attraction about ourselves personally, or be attracted to somebody or something else or other things, is in Pisces. And that is a big attraction towards some spirituality. I'm getting more calls this week for people wanting to develop their psychic ability, some intuition. How do I develop intuition? The occult. Pisces lives in the 12th house, and the 12th house rules supernatural, the occult, the unknown, all of these things. Now, occult is not a bad thing. Occult is just simply something that isn't normal in that culture. So we would think of Native American vision quests as occult, when really for a Native American, it's normal. For us, that would be different, going up on a mountain and starving for 10 days and having no clothes and being cold and too hot and living off the land. That's what allows them to be more available to some of the pure information from the universe. So it's a vision quest. So that Pisces energy allows for that. Maybe you could have, maybe you could find a teepee with a sauna in there and do a sweat lodge, or who knows what you'd like to do on your journey. I just go out to the bush and I'm just still and see if the universe has anything to offer, or if I can pull something out. Mars, the planet of our drive and our passion, is still in Aquarius. So that's a need, a drive, a passion for that independence, that ability to go left when everybody goes right, find a different road, take a path less traveled, so to speak. Now, on the 24th, that's the end of this week, that moves into Pisces. That's a little bit difficult. It's not a bad energy, so to speak, but a water sign in a fire sign. Mars is a fire sign. Pisces is a water sign. That can, well, as we discussed in the beginning, right? Fire and water. We have to be careful, because that's our drive. That's our fuel. And if it gets put out, we'll just kind of go in circles, or we'll float, or we'll drift. So it's not the greatest energy field for us to, I'm going to say, be driven to be passionate about doing something, because we could just end up floating around. So just be careful. If you're okay with floating, then float. I know some retired people just like floating, but other people like to have a goal, or they like to have a purpose or a project, something going. So you decide who you are, you decide what you are, and where you're headed, and how can I float in that direction. That's basically what it is. And the beginning of the week, you may find that the stomach might be a little sensitive for some of us. Now, remember, this is general, right? The stomach, the mucosa, that lining around the stomach, any of the female organs could be a little vulnerable more towards the beginning of the week. That's because the moon is in Cancer. Cancer's a female energy. We also may feel a need to maybe make new acquaintances with our friends, maybe that we've had for a long, long time, or we may be letting go of friends that we've had for a long time. This is an energy field that tries to nurture a good culture, a compassionate culture, the feeling of true friendship, like sisterhood, brotherhood kind of thing. Then as we move towards the middle of the week, Our vulnerability could be our heart, the aorta, the blood pressure, blood circulation. If you have any trouble in those areas, it may rear its cute little head in the next little bit. So just be proactive in that. And then as we finish off the week towards the end, be very cognizant of your pancreas, small intestine, your digestive tract. So if that, again, is vulnerable for you, just don't eat that fatty pork steak or have those fatty, greasy French fries. Watch the oil intake, both for your animals and yourself. The animals can't tell you my tummy's upset. So just be mindful. Some of the little dogs are more susceptible to this. Had a lot of calls this week for little tiny dogs, like the little Yorkies and the little Chihuahuas that people thought they gave a little bit to, but from a little dog that's only 6 pounds, a little can be a lot for them. So you look at the size of them and be very careful of their fat intake. The number that was given to us is the number 2. And when you pair that with where the planets are, we're looking at the possibilities of tolerance and kindness. Who could know? The Pisces with the number 2 offers good intuition as well. And with that good intuition, we, and the tolerance and the kindness, we're looking at good intentions. So it can vary. There's things that come up and then we're human again, but there's good bones here that we can build on. So just remember that this time, this week, with the number 2 in the planets, it's good to listen to others. It's good to be patient. It's good to learn the art of diplomacy. This really impresses me. It really does. Because before Trump, before people got rude, before when people had manners and they were polite to each other and they didn't feel the need to be ignorant and ill-spoken, I didn't honor diplomacy as much as I do now. A diplomatic person can get a point across and not be crass, and really it's the mark of an articulate and educated person, really, even if it's self-education. A person that just blusters and says whatever's on their tongue, I don't know, I don't have the respect for lately. And so I think I got sickened by some of the rude fools that are considering themselves to be intelligent and well-versed, or they'll just say, you know, this is, I'm not taking a back seat. It's narcissistic, actually, is what it really is. So it is what it is, right? So the art of diplomacy will be given to us this week if we want to try to improve ourselves and learn it. So just practice. It's not a bad thing to practice, to be diplomatic. You get your point across, you can even get the thing done, but you don't have to do it in a rude and redneck way. We may find that some people will lack the courage to implement some of their plans. We may be one of them, and maybe leave the initiative to other people. And I've seen that, where somebody was very talented, but they didn't have that push, and so they let others take over. And even though it was their plan and they did a lot of the work, they didn't get a lot of the credit. And so they were overlooked for projects that were in the future that would have been beneficial to them. This is an energy field that gives us an ability to reconcile with people that we are maybe in dispute with. And it allows us to understand and implement being successful and cooperative with other people. Those are amazing tools. I'll take 5. I'll put some away for later. The weakness of number 2 with the planets is clinging to our money, clinging to our property, clinging to our friends, clinging, and bothered by small problems. We have to look at, what size is this? Is this in the Richter scale, is this big? If I get all bent out of shape about something, my grandmother used to say to me, "Honey, come over here. What's bothering you?" And I would tell her, and she'd say, "Do you think 100 years from now, this issue's going to matter? I have to say that I never said yes. Not once did I say yes that in 100 years from now it was going to matter. So it made me realize how very tiny I was and very, very, very short term. So it really did put things into perspective. Watch about being too passive. This could be a weakness with the number two. And giving into circumstances. What we may have to look at is sometimes to give into circumstances is wise. Sometimes it's lacking conviction. Sometimes it's just lazy. So just be aware, why am I giving in? Or if you choose to give in, am I doing it out of Libra energy that wants compromise? Am I doing it because I want balance in my life? Do I need the fight? Or maybe I do. So look at why you're trying to cope with this. This is going to cause stress and we may not cope well with it. So just kind of give it a boo. All right, kids, that's for the week of March the 17th, 2024. Thank you so much for joining me and sharing your time with me. Your thoughts are always welcome. If you want to text or send me an email, shoot me a line and say how it affected you, or if it did, if you even listened to it, if it did affect you. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank sincerely Charlie O'Brien. He does the Spotify podcast, the Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, YouTube, and then he gives me the link for YouTube and I put it up on Facebook, and hopefully we're all happily ever after living. So if you need a reading for yourself, please don't hesitate to give me a shout. You can call or text 519-726-6699, or if you need anything for your animals, you are welcome to give me a shout, and I'll try to help you out any way I can. You can email me as well at terri.coutts@gmail.com. And Charlie has created the website www.terriworld.com. That's T-E-R-R-I world, W-O-R-L-D.com. And has archived 4 or 5 of the last podcasts up there if you need to just check them out. And if you need any digital things, Charlie's the man. He's got it all going. And again, thank you so much, Charlie. And thanks all of you. Have yourself a wonderful week. Hopefully, I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Insights with Terri Coutts. Visit Terri's website at terriworld.com. T-E-R-R-I world.com.